boy walked up to his grandma one time and said, "Mamaw," said, what's good? I mean, what's bad and what's good?" She said, "Honey, just about everything in this world's bad." She said, "But God is good.
God's good."
And he's good all the time. Ain't you glad of that? Praise be to the Lord. I want to deal with a little six-letter word this morning. And because of it, we all of us are here this morning because of this one little six-letter word. Prayer.
Prayer.
Prayer. My aunt told me one time, my uncle had a massive heart attack, and he was filling his boat up. He was a drunkard. I mean, he was a complete drunkard. She had to fend for the best way she could to feed her five kids. What am I going to do, Lord? What am I going to do? How am I going to raise my kids? She said in a dream one night, she said, "I was in this big place." And she said, "There was rooms everywhere." And she said, "I was completely lost. I could not find my way out of that building." Said, "I'd go into this room," and said, "I would walk around it. How am I going to get out?" And I'd go back through the door that I came in and said, "I'd go this way." I'd enter in another big room and said, "I'd go around it," and said, "There was no exits. There was nowhere where I could go." She said, "I kept going back and forth." She said, "Lord, how am I going to take care of my kids?" And she said, all of a sudden, I came to the most beautiful door and said, it was like an arch. And she said, right over the top of it says, "Pray," P-R-A-Y, pray. She started taking them kids to church. Raised them in church and everything. Lord opened up a little businesses for her, and she was able to raise her kids in church.
Yes.
And bring them up. And today she's got five wonderful kids, and they love her.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you, it pays to pray, don't it?
Yes.
My mommy had crippling arthritis, and when she would stand here like this, one shoulder was 3 inches below the other. Her head was this way, like this, and a big pone right here, and she would have spurs growing out on her neck, her vertebrae. Her pelvic area, one hip was above the other one like this. She had that spinal stenosis, where all of the disc in between her vertebrae, they were gone, and they were shifted like this, and she was in much pain. And I remember years and years ago, this came to me this morning. I don't think I've ever told it here. She said, I was asleep. And she said, in that dream, she said, an angel came and said, stood by my bedside and said, it was like a scroll, and said, unroll that scroll down on my chest, and said, the word pray was on the scroll, pray. I tell you, when you don't know which way to turn, what to do, you don't have an answer. You can pray.
Yeah.
And I promise you that God in heaven hears you when you pray.
Yeah.
He hears the cry of your heart.
Yeah.
He knows when you hurt.
Yeah.
He knows when you're in need.
Yeah.
And sometimes in the darkest times when you feel like nobody understands, nobody knows what I'm going through, that you can utter a prayer to God and say, "Lord, I know that you sit high upon your throne. And I know that you care, and I know that you hear us when we call on you." And I tell you, God hears those cries and those prayers loud and clear. Ain't you glad that there's a hand reaches further down than we could ever reach up? I want you to know that he knows you're down sitting when you sit down. He knows you're up rising when you rise to your feet. He knows when you lay your head on your pillow of a night to go to sleep. He knows all about you. He understandeth your frame. He knows that you're but dust. But can I tell you, there is a wonderful heavenly Father that cares. I tell you, the Lord cares. Did he not say, "If you'll cast all of your care upon me, I care for you"? He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in a heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul." I'm glad a long time ago my mom and dad taught me how to pray that there's a God in heaven that hears and answers. Can I tell you, he still brings the sick, often the sick man. He still knows how to deliver those that are hurting and bound. He knows how to bring you out and to lift you up. He's got a healing power. He knows right where you are. He can touch you with nobody else. He's got an answer. He's the great physician. He is the Savior. He is the deliverer. He is the way maker. He's the divine, the Holy One of God. And he's alive this morning.
Amen.
I could easily preach this, but I need to teach it. Oh, God help us.
Jesus.
The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. They ain't a problem too big for God to handle. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Do you really know what prayer is? I want to teach us this morning.
Come on.
Do we understand the vast importance of it? Do you know what keeps you going? It is the powerful six-letter word called prayer. It keeps me right on a going. It keeps me right on a believing. And I tell you this morning, prayer is the soul's blood. Hallelujah. It is your connection to God. It is your lifeline to heaven. And every good gift cometh down from the Father of lights. Don't you know we can enter into God's throne room boldly in the name of Jesus and through the blood. Hallelujah. And approach the throne of grace. We can obtain mercy and find grace that I help us in a time of need. Am I telling you this morning, God's a listening for the cries of these people. He knows your need. How many's ever said, Lord, I need help. I can't handle this. I don't know what to do in this situation, and I need help. Well, praise be to the Lord. David the psalmist, he said, behold, God is my helper. When I have nobody else, and I can't lean on the arm of flesh and even of my own understanding, but I can trust in the Lord, and he hears me. Well, glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Phew.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus.
This was the early church's secret of overcoming power and victory. They were pressed to pray. They learned how to pray and touch God on the throne for their needs. Great grace was upon the saints because they knew how to persevere in prayer. The Word of God builds faith. And fasting and prayer will bring the Spirit. It'll bring down the blessings from God. Prayer will keep you alive in troublesome times. Prayer gives you fortitude and stability in your trials. God wants you to know this morning that the devil and the enemy of your soul, he hates prayer. Hallelujah. He don't want you praying. He does not want you to see seek the face of the Lord. You know why? Because the devil suffers from it. He will try to sever your communication line between you and the throne of God. Prayer will be your survival kit in this hour. And if you don't pray, you will lose heart. Prayer builds confidence. There's just something about having a heart to seek God. It'll cause him to pass over a million people just to get to you. God is calling his church to prayer in this last day. If you don't pray, you will not stay. Well, raise your little hand. I'm glad that I know how to call upon the Lord. He's a present help in the time of trouble. He is our refuge, our fortress, our shelter. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a way maker. Ain't you glad that you can lean upon God and he never fails? Hallelujah, sweet Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, the Lord, he's a calling for his people to pray. Don't get discouraged. Don't be weary in well doing. Keep right on praying and knock. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Hallelujah. Well, glory. And when you enter into your closet, shut to thy door. What is he saying? When you enter into your closet, he said, shut the door. There's a lot of things in our life it eats on us. There's a lot of things are pulling on us. The cares of life and the worries. There's just something about life and all that's in it. In this old world, it'll weary you. And it'll drag you down. It'll take the very life out of you. But what Jesus is saying, he said, when you enter into your closet, he said, shut that door. Shut the world out. Hallelujah. And pray to thy Father in secret. And he said, thy Father, which seeth thee in secret, he shall reward thee. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, I want your blessing and I want your touch. How many's needing a healing touch this morning? How many's needing the touch of the Holy Ghost this morning? Well, praise be to the Lord. Why don't we look unto our Maker and bow our knee unto God and say, God, you can do what I cannot do.
Yes.
Woo!
Glory to God.
James 5:16. Hallelujah. 5:13. Is any among you afflicted? Now on down there it says, is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. If he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Notice there's a difference here between affliction and sickness. Is any afflicted among you? Affliction is anything that oppresses you, comes against your body in trials. He said, any afflicted among you, let him pray. That word afflicted means, is any among you going through a trial or some hardship? Is the enemy fighting or oppressing you in some way? Let him pray. That devil's cruel. Yes, he is. He goes on, he said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. Breaking these words down in their original Greek meaning, the words effectual, fervent, availeth. The Holy Ghost is saying to us in the original language, the earnest, heartfelt, continuous prayer of a righteous man or woman will accomplish and bring to pass many things. Prayer is a cry from the heart to its maker. How many knows if we'll pray with all of our heart, the Lord will hear and answer? I tell you, it still moves mountains. Raise your little hand. Prayer still moves God on the throne.
Yes, it does.
Woo! People who pray, they stay saved. People that know how to pray, they experience the blessings of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell us here this morning, many of us are alive today because we prayed.
Yes.
We're here because you knew how to pray and call on God. We've gotten answers, Brother Anthony, in our life when we did not know which way to go and what to do. The Lord has brought us through hard times. He's brought me through rough places in life because I learned who to go to and call on. Ooh. Prayer and the Word of God will hold you when nothing else will. This parable, little six-letter word, Brother George, has saved millions down through the ages. It has healed the sick and raised them off from the sickbed. It's restored their health. It's delivered the alcoholics from their bottle. It's cured drug addicts and brought them in off on the street and cured them from their addictions. It's opened prison doors and brought the ones in prison out. Hallelujah. God knows how to deliver.
Amen.
And I tell you, prayer works.
Prayer works.
Brother John, you know prayer works, don't you? Feeling the Lord when you bow in an old order of prayer and take your needs to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, the love of God works through prayer. It changes hearts. It can reach through Satan's prison bars and get a hold of a hardened criminal and bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Prayer still brings conviction. Prayer can melt a cold heart. It still binds devils and puts them to flight. Freedom, hallelujah. Raise your little hand and give the Lord a wave offering in here. Freedom. I'm free. Glory to God. I'm saved and I know that I am. The Lord has brought me out. And the Lord has delivered my soul. And the blood of Jesus cleanses. And He makes you whiter than the snow. I'm not telling you, prayer works. It'll keep you alive. The devil would like to destroy every one of us and take us out and take us down. My prayer lifts you back up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
Ah, yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I was bound in rock music. Bound in rock music. 8-track tapes. Boy, that goes way back. I'm an antique walking around here. 8-track tapes. Listen to them. 1972, 73, you paid $12 for one 8-track tape. Jimi Hendrix.
Wow.
High in the spirit of voodoo. He could play the electric guitar. He made a statement with his own mouth. He said, I turn into a complete different man when I'm on stage. He said, there's another spirit takes me over.
Wow.
They said that man could do things that unnatural. Nobody in the natural could ever do it. He could play the lead guitar with his teeth. He said, there's a power that gets on the stage with me. I had those rock tapes. I listened to them. I'm telling you, I opened up a door in my subconscious when I was taking the drugs. smoking the dope, smoking the hash, the weed. When I was popping the pills and take the heroin, the LSD, I can tell you there is a high. But oh God, it takes your soul down to hell. Oh yes, I had a suicide spirit after me saying, come on, I opened the door in my subconscious. I'm telling you, when I listened and got under the influence of those drugs, the devil began to come to my mind and said, nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. Won't you speed up your car as fast as it'll go and take your life? Hit that tree. Hit that rock. Hit that bridge abutment and end it all. Hallelujah. One night at a little Holy Ghost service, when the singers was a-singing of the lighthouse that Ronnie Henson wrote, there's a lighthouse up on the hillside that overlooks Lycee, and when I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might clearly see, and that light that shines in darkness has shined on me. I'm telling you, Brother George, I make my way to an altar of prayer, and I told the Lord on bended knees, I ain't going to last long living like this. I don't even want to live anymore, but if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I don't know how to pray, Lord, but I want to make heaven my home. And the Lord heard my desperate cry, and he brought me out of a horrible pit and out of the mire, and he lifted my soul out of sin, and he saved me almost 48 years ago. And this salvation is just as good and just as rich and just as sweet as it's ever been. I feel the Lord in the house. God will still save, and he still heals. He still reaches to the hurting. You might feel like life is worthless and you don't have any hope. Can I invite you to come to Jesus? He's the life giver.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, brother. Glory to God.
He's the way, the truth, and the life this morning.
The way, the truth, and the life.
I'm telling you how.
Come on, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Turned 68. What day was it? Wednesday? Don't you say that. And you either. They tell me, brother, I'm getting old. But I tell you what, you get this good Holy Ghost on the inside. Raise your little hand and praise him. Hallelujah to God. I tell you, the Lord's real. I said the Lord's real. How many wants this morning? How many wants the peace and the joy? Hallelujah, of living. Hallelujah. Life don't have to be humdrum. Hallelujah. You don't have to go through life down and depressed and oppressed. Jesus is the hope of life. Well, glory to God. I got up off of my knees that night at an old altar of prayer, and the load of sin and the guilt and the shame was gone. Honest, Brother Anthony, it felt like 1,000 pounds of bricks lifted off of my chest and off of my shoulder, and I felt brand new. I felt as light as a feather. I tell you, the tears was a-flowing, and I had a joy unspeakable. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Yes. Prayer works.
Amen.
Prayer works.
Glory to God.
No wonder the disciples asked Jesus one time, Lord, teach us. Teach us to pray. Teach us. You know why they said that to Jesus? They watched those nails, those hands of his give sight to the blind, cause the deaf ears to open that they could hear, cause the dumb to sing and praise. They saw him when he would pray to his Father, and a man that had been dead for 4 days came out of the tomb.
Right.
Teach us to pray.
Teach us.
Teach us to pray. God still moves mountains.
Yeah, he does.
He still hears. It ain't too late. Man, I feel him here this morning. Oh, it ain't too late for God to work something out in somebody's life. Raise your little hand to him right here. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord knows how. He'll take care of you. Yes, he will. If you will only pray. Come on, come on. That night on my bended knees, I said, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my life, my future, my soul. I give it all to you, Lord. I want to make heaven my home. Listen, if you seek God, you seek the kingdom of God and put him first in your life. He said, I'll take care of you. He said, I'll feed you when you're hungry. I'll give you water when you're thirsty. Don't take any thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or for your body, what you shall put on. All these things that the Gentiles seek, he said, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. How many wants the Lord to clothe you and to feed you and to take care of you? Serve him. I said, pray and serve the Lord.
Amen. Glory to God.
Teach us to pray.
Teach us.
And I tell you, prayer still calms the raging storms.
Yes, it does.
And steals the winds and brings peace. What man or woman is it that has ever cried out for help that God has not heard? What trouble is too big for God to handle in the life of a needy, troubled soul? Come on, Noah Webster. Tell us what the definition of prayer is, Brother Noah Webster. He was a great man of God. Noah Webster's dictionary, 1828, the year of 1828 edition dictionary, says, prayer means to ask for, but it didn't stop there. To ask for with earnestness and zeal. To pour forth sounds and words from your heart. To pour forth a prayer that God can hear the sounds of your words from your heart. He said, real prayer that is desperate is not quiet and it's not silent. It groans from within, deep within the soul, till it gets stronger and stronger, and it works its way out your mouth. It's a cry from the depths of your heart unto God to pour forth your petition. The definition goes on to say, prayer is to pour out as water is poured out in a violent rain. That's praying, my friend. Glory. God wants us to know this morning, to understand in the natural, when it rains, it starts out sprinkling a few drops of rain here and there, but it increases more and more until it becomes a gushing mighty rain. This is what prayer is. This is the prayer that gets results. God's only going to answer the earnest, heartfelt prayer of a person seeking God. God will only pour out his blessings and his power in the measure that we pour out our hearts to him. Pour it out. Pour out your heart to God.
Pour out your heart.
Oh, God. Pour it out. How bad do you want it? I want everything God's got for me. How bad do you want it? I want everything God's got for me. How many's got a need in the house? Hallelujah. You know what I feel like, brother, in this congregation this morning? I feel a few sprinkles of raindrops are coming down. I'm telling you, when the church gets hungry and thirsty and begin to pour their heart out into God, I believe the Lord will send us a former and the latter rain. Oh, glory. Refreshings, refreshings from the presence of the Lord. How many wants another wave of glory? How many's ever looked out your window and see the showers coming down in wave after wave? We need the Holy Ghost and the power of God, and it'll come when God's people begin to pour out their heart unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Lord, my Lord, my God is real. He's waiting to pour out a blessing from on high. And he had it, oh, he can open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you can't even contain. Won't you say, do it again, Lord? Send it again. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
Blessed is the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Pour it out.
Pour it out.
Pour it out.
Holy God.
I feel the Lord. Pour it out. Give it all to Him. Give it all to Him. It's time to sell out lock, stock, and barrel. Come on, come on. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are His. You've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on now. Give your vessel to Him. I said, give your whole life to the Lord, and God will pour you out a blessing.
Amen.
How hungry are you?
How
thirsty are we for a move of God in this last day?
Glory.
Oh Lord, the church needs a breakthrough.
Yes, we do.
We need to be renewed. We need, Lord, to be restored in power. We pray little, we get little. Come on, children, listen to me this morning. We are entering a time that there must be more intense praying to stand up against the powers of hell. My Lord, it's all around us, and we need to get a hold of the Lord. Oh, Noah Webster said, true prayer is not passive, it's not weak, it's not light, it's not ashamed, it's not melancholy, it's not soft without life, but he said it is an inward fire, and it is an inward zeal. Hey, raise your hand and praise Him. Oh, kohina bahaya, my Lord, my God, I send it again, Lord. He's still the resurrection and the life. He still is a life giver.
Yes.
How important is prayer unto you, for you? Do you have a dedicated prayer life? How strong is prayer? Hell cannot stop a praying saint.
No.
The devil cannot defeat or destroy a man or a woman who prays. No way. You'll run into hardship. You will have your afflictions. You will suffer trials. You may get knocked down temporarily.
Oh God, I feel it.
But there's something on the inside of you that says, get back up. It ain't over. Hallelujah. Get back up. It ain't over with.
Amen.
This one little four-letter word, pray. Brother Jason, It has fought many battles. It has won many wars. Whoa! It has conquered and defeated raging enemies. Even when it was outnumbered, many times a prayer has stood alone when no one else was there to help. A real prayer is strong and mighty. It does not retreat. It refuses to quit when others are suffering. A true prayer goes to heaven and it brings down God to deliver. It'll help you and it'll help others who are hurting. I'm going to teach on Brother George on prayer this morning. A true prayer. God created the language of prayer. He put himself in and his life in prayer. It vibrates with power. It knows how to claim a promise and it knows how to stand on it until it sees an answer. There's just something about fervent prayer. It keeps right on a going and right on a pressing and right on a believing. Hallelujah. Even when it don't see an answer, a prayer says, I still believe God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I still believe, man. I still believe.
God have you, Lord.
Mark it down. You got a calendar, mark it down. I believe we're going to see a move of God in this last day. Jesus is not coming. Listen, he is not coming for a weak, watered down, spineless, defeated, oppressed, depressed church. He's coming after a glorious church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming after a glorious church on fire. What was it that old time Jack Cole, he said, I was out a walking. He had revivals. He had the biggest tent going at that time, an old gospel tent. I tell you, he had revivals. People were sick and brought off on the sick beds. And alongside of that tent flap on the inside, it had walkers, wheelchairs lined, crutches are hanging off on the flaps of that old tent. He would work his way down. He would preach God's holy word. And he would go down the line, lay his hands on people, and they were delivered and set free. The crippled could walk. Disease and cancers were dried up and went away. He said, I was out of walking in my lawn. He said, the Lord said, Jack, look up into the sky. He said, I looked up. He said, the Lord said unto me, Jack, do you see the Little Dipper? And Jack said, yes, Lord, I do. He said, look on over here. He said, do you see the Big Dipper? And Jack said, yes, I do. He said, in the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and my sons and my daughters shall prophesy, and there will be signs in the heaven and pillars of fire and vapors of smoke, and it'll come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're living in the last dispensation of time. The time is running out, and God is stirring the church to pray again.
Amen.
I'm hungry for another wave of glory. I'm hungry down here, Lord, for another wave of glory. Send it on down, Lord. We've been down too long. Hallelujah, it's time that the church stand up. Glory.
Amen.
I get 20 more years on my life. Backwards. I wish that was 20. I told Mary last night, man, God, what I could do. Knowing what I know now and feel what I feel now, if I could just jump back in a time machine, go back to us 20 years old.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. I'll tell you what I wanted. I said, I'm enjoying it. This is good. It's better than anything this old world can have to offer you. Well, Ray, give me my little wave offering here this morning. There's victory, and there's peace in the house of God.
Blessed be God. Blessed be God.
I ain't gonna finish it. It don't look like. Oh my goodness. The devil hates you. How many really feels in your heart like the devil hates you? Do you all really, really know and feel like it? Sometimes the devil don't like you. I don't like him either. Here's where I really want to get in this lesson, next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm teasing. We, the church, must and are going to have to fast and pray more.
Yes.
We are up against the powers of hell and spiritual darkness. People are bound. They are defeated. Souls are going to hell all around us. We must reach them and pull them out of the fire.
Yes.
Even many of God's own people are weak, lackadaisical, prayerless, rocked to sleep in a laid-back, entertainment-soaked society. And Jesus is coming, Brother Jason, just as you preached. Jesus is coming, and many in the church are asleep. Your prayer life will be your lifeline in these closing moments of time. Without it, you will die. Satan, your enemy, does not want you praying and seeking God. He hates prayer. It interferes with his kingdom. He hates the word of God. He will try to cut you off from the word and prayer. Do you know why he hates the word prayer? Because it makes you stronger than he is. This is why he tries so hard to keep you from praying. He suffers from it. He knows that God answers and God blesses and touches people when they pray. Well, glory. I was saved because I prayed. I've been healed and delivered because I learned how to call on God. This is the very reason that the devil throws everything he can in front of you. He knows if he can keep you occupied and keep you busy with other things and other people, he can keep you from praying. A prayer is your lifeline. A power, it's your power and your strength. He'll wear you down. He'll wear you out. And you will not be able to spend quality time with God. Listen to me this morning. The devil knows very well when you start dedicating your life to God in prayer, you will be an overcomer and you'll be a happy Christian. When you pray, others around you will be blessed, and the devil does not want that.
Amen.
Come on to the piano, kids. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God forever. Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Woo. Come on, Noah Webster, and tell me again. He said it's like rain. He said it starts out small, a little sprinkle and a little drop here and there. He said by prayer, he said it's like a mighty gushing rain that is poured out. Hallelujah. As you pour out your heart to God, that's how much the power is poured back to you. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me this morning? Glory to God. Praise be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my head, Lord. Oh, my. How can we find a place to pray as they begin to sing this morning and say, Lord, I'm not satisfied with a little. I want more, God. I'm not satisfied. Oh, Lord, pour out the blessings upon me. If you're here this morning and you need Jesus in your life, let him come in. I said, let the Lord come in. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Pour your heart out, children. Pour. He's a Savior. God still knows how to save. He still knows how to deliver. He still knows how to set captives free. The hands of Jesus still heals. Pour it out, pour your heart out this morning.
Trying to do my part. See that others
feel the Lord in the house.
Well, praise ye the Lord.
I know that I can do. Lord, I'm trying to do.
Much deeper than this.
It goes much deeper than the words.
Jesus.
It's not a worthless expression. I just need to be
you.
I'm still trying hard to serve you.